Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, hallelujah. Hey, glory, 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 glory be to God, hallelujah. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for this morning. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, that the Lord saved me. And I'm destined, I'm bound for the promised land. I'm destined to stay, hallelujah, because there was a time that I wasn't determined to stay saved. There was a time that I went out from that which was right and did wrong. Ooh. There was a time that, hallelujah, I didn't try to stay kept by the Holy Ghost. Hey. But I'm so glad. Y'all might think something wrong with me, and it is, because hallelujah, I thank you, hallelujah. I'm just so good. Oh, my God. My cup is running over. I'm full of joy. I'm hallelujah. Is everything all right in Peachy Creek? No. Glory be to God. Do I got stacks and stacks in the bank? No. But I got the joy of the Lord, which is surely and definitely is my strength. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for coming this morning. Woo, hallelujah. I thank him for just rising me up, still clothed in my right frame of mind, having the activities of my limbs. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for our visionary, Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews, hallelujah, administrator, Lisa, hallelujah, and the host of God's people everywhere, 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 far and near. We say praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you all. Hallelujah. We surely have, this is the last Friday of this year, hallelujah, that I'm bringing the broadcast for 2022, the last Friday broadcast for 2022. And you know what? I thank God for just being a mind regulator and a keeper. I've had some turmoil this year, lost loved ones, hallelujah, but I'm yet here. And I'm still, hallelujah, praising God. And I'm still thanking him for the good and the bad. Administrator, I'm learning to give thanks in everything. You hear what I say? I'm learning to give thanks for everything. Lord, this didn't go right, but I thank you. Mm. Lord, hallelujah. This has been a struggle, but I thank you. Lord, hallelujah. I don't understand why this is happening, but I thank you. Hey! Woo! I don't know about y'all. So I'm not sure if Mother Cindy's on the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have an intercessor to pray this morning? Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mother Cindy there, administrator.
I'm not sure, Dr. Wolf. I don't have that particular board up.
Okay. All right. Is there any other intercessor that is on the line that can pray this morning? Hallelujah. Glory. I know how to pray. That's for sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence and your divine anointing. We thank you for your love that you have established for us, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, your word has declared it to us. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. And Father, hallelujah, thank you for being a keeper. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for being our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our all in all. Glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We thank you, hallelujah, for, oh God, food, hallelujah, for raiment and shelter, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, glory, yes, Lord. We thank you for every test, every trial, every tribulation, for every tribulation, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. Millions didn't make it, hallelujah, but hallelujah. We are the ones that did it. We're still here, oh God, to tell about it, to testify about it. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, Lord, for keeping us, oh God. Lord, thank you for the angels that you have dispatched, oh God. Lord God, to watch us over us, oh God, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Thank you for goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you for, Lord God, giving us, Lord God, the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to do the things that we do, Lord God, and to glean from your word, oh God. Hallelujah. That would give us life everlasting, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, glory, yes, Lord, hallelujah, for just being a vessel, oh God, that you can use in this hour, in this season, oh God, hallelujah, to speak your oracles, oh God, hallelujah, and to myself and to your people, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you remember those that, oh God, hallelujah, that got, oh God, a negative word from the doctors, oh God, saying that they can do all that they can do, Lord God, for their loved ones, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus because you still Dr. Jesus. Hey, you still a lawyer in the courtroom. You still, oh, come on, my master, a mother and a father to the fatherless and the motherless, oh God. You still a friend to the friendless. Oh, my mom, oh, shit, my master. You still a lover to the loves that are loveless, oh God. Woo, Father, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And Father, we know had it not been for you who was on our side, we don't know where we would be, oh God. Hallelujah. Many of us would be strung out, oh God. Strung out on habits that can't help us that we don't got have no control over, oh God. But I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. We are a keeper. You are a keeper, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, oh God. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you said that you would keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on you, Lord. And Father, hallelujah, all it takes is a little bit of faith, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. You said if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Yes, Lord. Oh, oh God, help us to stretch out in that, oh God, hallelujah, to hang on, hallelujah, with the hang on, Lord God, hallelujah, until we can't hang no more, Lord God, and we just relax. And knowing that you, oh God, hallelujah, you got us, oh God. You got us on the north, you got us on the south. You have us on the east and west, oh God, up and down. Lord God, and all, hallelujah, in and without, oh God. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, as we continuously, oh God, hallelujah, be steadfast and hallelujah in your word, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, oh God, that we would not compromise, Lord God, our salvation, oh God, to sell out to what the plan and the plot of the enemy were trying to offer us, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And if we have backslidden, oh God, if we have, oh God, slid out of the place that we should, where we were, oh God, into a place that we should not be, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for sins of omission, sins of commission, those presumptuous sins. Forgive us, oh God, for God, our ill thinking and our ill manners, oh God. Forgive us for all the unforgiveness, oh God, that we have not let go of, oh God. Lord God, those secret things, oh God, the bitterness, the strife, and the anger, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that your word will come forth, oh God, and Lord God, and be hid in our heart, that we would not sin against thee, oh God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, above all, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, be our lead and our guide this day, oh God. Lord God, let us not go to the left or to the right, but continue not go backwards, oh God, but go forward, oh God, hallelujah, and Lord God, I'm waiting for you, oh God, hallelujah, for to be led and guided by you, Lord, in all things. Let us have a clear ear to hear what your spirit is saying to us in the name of Jesus. And we guys, oh God, hallelujah, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, as the word come forth, oh God, you, oh God, hallelujah, speak, oh God, through this vessel of clay, Lord God, let me decrease, let you increase even the more. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Administrator commercial, please.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line and on Blog Talk Radio as well. Just a quick announcement that Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries are getting ready for their New Year's celebration service, and that will happen on the 31st at 9:30 p.m. at 231 East 146th Street, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. Also, keep in mind that if you'd like to bless the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website, WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM. You can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you as well, Administrator. Amen. Hallelujah. When we come every hallelujah on Fridays, we ask if there is questions or comments from our youth. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up this morning and see if there is any questions or comments for me this morning. Are there, Administrator?
Yes, ma'am. There's a question on the table. It says, what are the steps to salvation?
What are the steps to salvation? That was a very good question. All right. Now, I'm going to give this simplistic so we don't make it hard. But there is so many scriptures that we could give from the Word of God that will help sustain you as well. But the basic thing, the first he told us to repent. And sometimes those that may witness to you, there are some people that don't explain all that is engulfed in the step salvation. We know that the scriptures that says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved. That's scripture. But there's something that goes beyond just that scripture. The first thing we have to do is have a godly sorrow. And what does that godly sorrow contain of? A godly sorrow contains of that you as an individual realize that the Adamic nature, which is the sin that we were born into because of the fall of Adam, passed on to mankind that was born from that point on. And we were automatically, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We didn't even have a choice in the matter. We were just automatic. But as we grew from our infant stage into the stages we are now, through childhood, teenagers, adolescence, adulthood, wherever we are at, no matter who we have that Adamic nature. So we need to be in the things that we have done and may not line up to God's word. Now, I'm not talking about rules and regulations that man has made. I'm talking about God's word. All fall short of the glory of God. So repentance is very, very, very necessary. Now, what is repentance? Repentance means to turn away from what you're doing now and go in the opposite direction. Okay? And I believe in the England, British military, they tell them when they get ready to say, we call it about face in the military. And that means you turn, they say you make a 360, put you right back where you was at. You make a 180-degree turn. That means you turn the opposite. We said about faith, but they said repent. That means to turn from the way they was and go to the opposite direction. So when you say, and then once you realize that you are sorry, your heart is being convicted of the sin or the wrongdoing that you're doing, and you say, God, I can't live like this no more. God, I'm sorry. You feel that you feel uncomfortable in your body, your spirit, about the things you're doing. I'm going to give you a prime example. If I can use Carlina. Carlina was a sinner. Oh, that's why I said I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Carlina used to love to jig in the club. Go to the bar and go to the club. Now, I was not really a drinker per se. I did sip on alcoholic beverage. I ain't going to lie about it. I had my little tequila sunrise and my strawberry daiquiris. And, you know, I'm gonna talk about Carmina. And then I like to drink my champagne and all of that stuff. Now, I wasn't a wine drinker, no. Mm-mm. That wasn't me. I tried to get high on marijuana, but that wasn't me neither because I can't stand the smell of it. It just makes me, I want to gurgitate. Every time I smell it, it just does something to me. It just stinks and it's nasty. But anyway, I wasn't a smoker. I tried to do that. That didn't work neither. So, because God, why? God had his hands on me anyway. God had filled me with the Holy Ghost when I was in my teens, but I didn't realize what had happened. And so he brought that back to me later. He showed it to me later. But anyway, he had his hands on me because I was raised up in the church, but I didn't have the church in me, and not that I knew of. And so I got tired of feeling the way that I was feeling, tired of the sin. And I was 19 when I came to the Lord. I mean, really trying to live right. After I got married, I said, there wasn't no reason for me to be going to the club. There wasn't no reason for me to be trying to do all of this stuff that I was doing because I had a child, and that child needed his mother. And his mother don't need to be out there doing all what she was doing. So I had to repent, and I asked God to forgive me of my sins. Shacking that I had been doing, and yeah, because I was shacking with my husband before I got married. Now, y'all, I'm telling it all because I want y'all to see how saved I am. Not that you see me, you just hear me. But I'm really, truly saved. And so, therefore, once I did repent, the next thing that I did was, you can receive the Holy Ghost first, or you can get baptized first. It doesn't matter which way it comes, but as long as it's done. So after I repented of my sins, I knew that I needed to be cleansed. And according to the word of God, Peter on the day of Pentecost, he told him to repent, receive ye the Holy Ghost, and be baptized. And so, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus for the remission, which means the removal of your sin. And so when you are baptized, this is another thing that is not explained to the candidate that is saying they're giving their lives to God. See, like I said, it's not just enough to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You gotta be baptized because the baptism is a watery grave. It shows that you are believing in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's an outward show that you are really, really, some people just get baptized because grandma told them and grandpa told them, and they just said, well, I got baptized in the early age, and you know, they kept on doing what they was doing before. Because the baptism is a serious matter. It's like a covenant. It's like a marriage to Jesus, saying that you're dedicated and you're going to be sold out. So baptism, when you see people get baptized, they are supposed to rise up in the newness of life because their sins are being washed away. That's what baptism is about. It's just not something that you just do and get a certificate and hang on your wall or put in your Bible or say that you've done it. It's showing that you are turning completely away from the world of sin. And the Holy Ghost, to receive the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it's not somebody say, hey, ta 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 ta. When you receive the Holy Ghost, it's not somebody say, you got it. No, that's not it. When you receive the Holy Ghost, which is God's Spirit, it comes in and dwells. He said he will not dwell in no unclean vessel. So your vessel has to be cleansed. You can't, the Holy Ghost don't rest in you if you still got sin going on. Now, I'm not talking about after you have got it and you got some sin in you, then you need to be getting rid of it because we should know better by then. But some of us still, we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, once you receive the Holy Ghost, it's with the evidence. Speaking in a known language that is known here on earth. Not that I want to. See, I know a little bit of German. I know a little bit of Spanish. I know a little bit of French, probably vous français. That's about all I can say. Oui. That's about all I can say. But when I speak as the Spirit of God, I'm going to say that again. When I speak as the Spirit of God, give the utterance, hallelujah, glory, woo, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. As the Spirit of God give the utterance, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And when those rivers of living water comes forth, You hear yourself speak in the language that you didn't learn in school. If somebody didn't tell you to repeat after me, your tongue, that little pink tornado that flaps between our two lips and roof of our mouth, he takes that tongue and he begins to tame it and rule it. Hallelujah. Because the tongue no man can tame. That's why he uses the tongue. We say all the time, I'm going to stop talking, but we keep talking because we can't tame it. Men can tame animals. They can tame wild beasts. They can take the little thing on the back of the ship and they can rule the whole ship, but they cannot tame the tongue. And that's why God uses the tongue to show that his spirit dwells on the inside of you and I once we receive the Holy Ghost. Then after all of that has happened, learn the oracles of God from Genesis to Revelation. Begin to have fellowship as God give you a pastor after his own heart. You find he will lead you to a church or wall congregation. He'll lead you to a pastor that he has chosen for you or for I. Even though I'm, you know, when I was an adult and I moved from South Bend to Indianapolis, I was like, Lord, well, where am I going to go? I had picked in one church, but the Lord led me somewhere else. And I was in the military, and I was going from one country to another, from one state to another, wherever I went. I sought the Lord where he would have me to be and where he wanted my shepherd to be. To watch over my soul. And so when you get into a church and you start living a holy life, he told Moses to tell his people to be holy, for I am holy. In order for us to be holy, we have to follow the oracles of God and continuously to fast, pray, seek his face, come in covenant relationship with him. That's what we pray for, because we talk to him and then he talks back to us. We got to take time to listen to him. Or we get quiet. If we get quiet and listen to that still small voice that's been talking to us all along, but we making so much noise and we so busy moving, we can't hear him telling us what he wants us to do. But oh, when you get quiet, hallelujah. God, we can hear him clearly. So this is the simplistic. I'm digging through a whole bunch of scriptures, telling you over the word of God, you know, this is trying to shove it down your throat or trying to be forceful. But this is the simplistic, basic way. So even if you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart, God has more beyond that for you and I to be saved. We have to repent, that is this without. We must be baptized, and we must be filled with the Holy Ghost. We must have a prayer life. We must communicate and digest his words and live holy. That's just the basis of it. So I pray that what I have said helps you to understand God's plan of salvation. Mm-hmm. Administrator?
Thank you, Dr. Roop. There are no more questions at this time.
Right. For those of you that are just joining in, we say good morning to you all. Amen. I would all like to esteem you all. Hallelujah. Blessed, if you're celebrating a birthday today or this upcoming week or in the weeks past, hallelujah, and I miss saying happy birthday to you. I bless you, hallelujah. I pray that God will continue to shine upon your life, amen, and give you many, many more according to his will for you. We have come this morning, hallelujah. And I was thinking, hallelujah, about what, I said, Lord, what you want me to say? But then I was thinking, I said, God, this is the end of the year, the last month that I can encourage people of God. And I just want to speak to you from the heart this morning. Yeah, I got scriptures. Hallelujah. So many times at the end of the year, we're getting ready to go into the new year. And there's people that make vows. Say it again. They make vows that, you know, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to do this, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to diet, and I'm going to do all of this stuff, and I'm going to exercise, and, you know, I'm going to save money, and I'm not going to go do this, I'm not going to do that. And, hallelujah, I'm going to read you something. Hallelujah. I got some scriptures for us. But instead of us making some vows, seeing what we're going to do in the next year, or we're going to wait till the next year and start all over again and, you know, lose this many inches and pounds, let's not focus on all of that. Instead of us thinking about what we want to do, these vows, Ecclesiastes, hallelujah, the preacher of all preachers, 5:5 tells us. No, let's go up to, hallelujah. Verse 2 to verse 5. Be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter any thing for God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Words, W-O-R-D-S. Be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. When thou vowest, take vow unto God. Defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Some of us have made vows to the Lord. I used to sing a song when I was young. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. But some of us have taken it back. So we have become higher. But if thou shouldest, I said, better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Now, this is what Ecclesiastes is saying. Let's go over to Exodus. Mm-hmm. There's more to this. And what I'm trying to iterate to us is all of us, that which God has said, and we don't have to worry about making a vow. Because if we keep the word and we keep what God has told us to do, if we be a keeper of his commandments, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What is his commandments? His word. So if we are a keeper of the word, we won't have to worry about making a vow. Because while we're practicing and we're exercising, and we are doing what his word has said. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And what is going on? I'm just reading that one passage. When you read Exodus, most of it is talking about when the children of Israel was over in Egypt and they were about to come out. Moses was talking to God, and God told him to tell the children of Israel to keep his ordinance, to keep his commandments. It says from in his season, from year to year. I mean, that's continuously. He wanted a continuously covenant with them that they would be a doer of his word. Let's jump over to Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. It says, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bear you on eagles. Hallelujah. Wings. And brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the earth is mine. Now, God was making a vow, and he definitely keeps his vow. He said it, but if you keep his covenant, if you heed to his voice indeed, you're going to be a peculiar treasure. You're going to be something, hallelujah, that nobody else can say that they are, because you are his treasure. Joshua reminds the children of Israel after they crossed over, hallelujah, the same thing, but in a different manner. Joshua 1 and 8, you know that is my favorite. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This is if they're doing this from year to year, they don't have to make a vow. And thou mayest observe, got to look at it, to do according all that is written therein. See, we got to take this book and we got to observe it and we got to be a doer. He said, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is when we keep the oracles and the ordinance of God. He has made it plain. We don't have to make vows like that. I'm talking about, hallelujah, things that is causing vain words to just come out of our mouth, and then we be like, oh, man. Sometimes we say, well, if it be the Lord's will for me to do this or that, hallelujah. That's what we should be saying, is for us to keep it, because we, you know, things happen. Life happens. And we can't keep that which we have said. But, you know, but if it be the Lord's will for us to do this or that, we'll be able to do it. But let's see something Jesus said to the people in Matthew chapter number 5, verses 33 and 37. Believe it or not, this is all I'm going to have to say right here at this point. Again, ye have heard, this is Jesus teaching about vows. Again, ye have heard that it have been said by them of old time, caution not, forswear thyself. Thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oath. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, thou canst not make one hair white or black. And you know we be going die. You know folks go by and die. And they dye their hair green, purple, red, yellow, blue, orange, black, blonde, brunette, cherry, whatever color they want them to dye. But that's a substitute. That's only temporal. But when God, hallelujah, he makes the hair white, and he's the one to make the hair black. But some people born with, you know, carrot, we call them carrot tops. They born with red hair, okay? But he's the one, hallelujah, that does the permanent. But let your communications be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than thee cometh. Woo! Watch out. Ready? Of evil. Yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than thee cometh of evil. So Jesus is talking about the oath and the vows. Jesus wanted his followers to know that words, when it goes out of their mouth, they need to make sure that the words that they're speaking is truthful. They want to make sure that the things that they're saying, that's why he tells us to be slow to speak. Sometimes we'll say stuff out of our mouth and, well, it gets us in trouble. And so, therefore, we can ask for the Lord to set a watch at our mouth, bridle our tongue. Hallelujah. That way we won't get in trouble. Hallelujah. So we need to understand we don't have to make a vow at what we're going to do. But let us, I'm saying that we need to focus more on concentrating and being a keeper of the word of God. And that way we won't get caught up in all the traditions of what goes on at the end of the year and into the coming of the new year. Because if we're focusing on pleasing God and doing what he said to do, my God from glory, hallelujah, then we know that we can be able to sustain and be a doer of his word and not a hearer only. This is what God wants us to do. We have to realize, hallelujah, our words that come out of our mouth. We don't want to be like the old boy that cried wolf. He always saying stuff, and people was following after what he said. Then when he was really telling the truth, then nobody believed us. We don't want to become that. We don't want to become that of our words to be untruthful, but we want our words to be truthful. Amen? So this is a thought that was on our heart if we just, hallelujah, keep that which the Lord has already laid out for us in his word. And we be able to go about doing that which is necessary. We won't have to worry about being in error because of words and promises that we did not keep or vows that we didn't keep. Preferably, I hope that we're not swearing. And I said, you know, I hear people say, I swear for God. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing? So, therefore, administrator, I'm done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us amen, and then we're going to come
amen.
Back and open up the door.
Yes,
give us a commercial. We can open up the floor for comments. We're going to go to commercial first.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
All right, people of God, before I open up the floor, questions and comments, I got one more scripture for you. And it's James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year. And buy and sell and give gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Question mark. Even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. And then vanish away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. We ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and to do this or that. So in other words, we got to consider consider our life. Because we have to give an account everything that we do in this body. What we say, what we think, how we act, how we don't act. Sometimes some of our actions is an adverse effect to what God wants us to do. Our life is just a vapor. And I was at a funeral yesterday, and it was, whew, that was a good funeral. I mean, that message yesterday that bishop preached was the second best message I ever heard at a funeral. And his topic was breath in, breath out. Simmons, if you listen, he was talking about the trichotomy of man. Mind, body, and spirit. My God, my God, my God. But this message, this lesson was already had over early in the week thought about what I was going to speak about today and people making vows and all this kind of stuff. So the Lord gave me the scripture that goes along with the thought. But I just want you to understand, what if man is to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Still connected to us making vows and not paying them. But if we just keep the oracles of God, keep them. We ain't got to worry about that because we so busy. And I don't want to use the word busy. Busy to me, bound under Satan's yoke. You don't get nowhere. But if we stay being productive, doing what God, be doers of the word and not hearers only, if we stay in being productive, pleasing God, being obedient and submissive to his word, woo, we're going to come out on top, y'all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Again, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. You know the Lord saved me, and I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. If you're on the blog side, you can press 1 on the dial of your phone, or you can enter comments into the chat room. If you're on the conference line, you will be able to star 6 your line. Or if you're on the blog or the conference line, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. Administrator, we're going to start with the blog side. Is there any comments over there or anyone in the chat room?
We do have a couple of here, Dr. Wilkes. One of your groups are saying thank you for 2022, and they're looking forward to 2023. And there's a gentleman on here that's saying thank you for this powerful word on this morning. No questions, just comments.
All right. God bless you, people of God that's on the blog side. For my young people, where you're in Mississippi, in Massachusetts, in Nevada, Florida, wherever you are, know that this little old woman right here, hallelujah, glory be to God, I care about you, and you. And I thank God for you coming on a Friday to listen to this woman. Hallelujah. Just speaking to you and giving you what God has given me. And you getting up early in the morning, whatever time zone that you're in, to hear a word from God. But I don't come just to be playing around. I really be meaning serious business. I might laugh and I might giggle and I might sound like I'm off my rocker, but I'm serious about innovation. I'm serious about souls. You have not heard me say this in a while, but I'm going to say this today. I'm not going to heaven by myself, but I'm going to take somebody with me. And in order for me to take somebody with me, I got to live a life that I preach about, I teach about, and I sing about. Hallelujah, in my song. We're going to go over to the conference line. Again, if you want to text, you can text 334-440-6152. Those of you that have a comment on the conference line, you can star 6 your line and come right on in. Anyone have a comment? We are live. Hallelujah. If you're speaking and we can't hear you, so you got to make sure your phone is unmuted. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we can hear your comment. Anyone have a comment this morning?
Teaching, sister.
Thank you very much.
Great teaching for this year, and God extend your voice throughout the coming years. I am not a youngster, but I am young in heart, and I just thank you for going and making a sacrifice and teaching the young folks and old folks about the word of God. May God continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I appreciate the comments this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You continue to keep me up in before the Lord. Amen. That I would be ever so doing his will. Amen. Is there any other comments this morning? Fix your line and come right on in. Got to keep the Lord's commandments, y'all. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Evangelist Marshall. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes, to Prophet Matthews and his absence to Administrator Brian and all the Kingdom family on the line. I just want to say good morning and thank you for what you have presented. It really stuck with me about, you know, we make the vows, but we don't keep them. And I think about a lot of times we as a human being, we are so emotional. You know, we're emotional people. And a lot of times when we're in service and the power of the Lord is going and we're crying and, you know, we just really, yes, Lord, and we're saying this and that. And then it's like after we leave that service or get out of that particular situation that made us make that vow, then we're so quick to forget it. But the thing about it is God's word does not change. We change, but the word don't change. He still had the ear to hear the vow that we made during that time, but now we've gone on, but he's still looking for us to, hey, the big payback, we got to pay it up. You know, we got to do what we say that we're going to do. And so I think this is so befitting, like this, knowing as we're going into the new year, you know, people do make vows, you know. I just learn every day. I'm just going to seek him. seek him. Just stay in Matthew and seek him. I can't wait till the new year. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I don't have a plan no more where I set by the end of the year. I want to be, I don't. Because if he want to do it all for me today, because I decree and declare things, you know, and it shall come to pass. I don't wait to 2023. I just decree and declare every day I'm not going to put no limit on him to wait for January. Lord, send it today. The angels that's assigned to me, send it today. I don't want to wait. You hear what I'm saying? I just believe that I just don't have to wait. Whenever the timing comes, I can act accelerated. You know, we just got that communication with him and that relationship with him that we don't have to. Yeah, it's good to say, oh, I want my credit fixed. But I don't have to say I want to complete it in 2023. No, God, I need it done. I need it done. I don't want to put no time on it because I want to be in his timing. I might set it for May, and he might want to do it February 15th. So I thank you for, you know, what you saying today. And it just, the more that our mind is bind, God, you know, we got to ask him for his mind, you know, bind our mind, our will, and emotion to the will of God. When we get in his will, we're going to see. I know I always talk about Avatar and different things like that, but I'm telling you, when I go to these movies and stuff, I'm like, prophet, I look at what's the prophetic part, what is really going on in the world. And the more that we see, we're more of God and not of this world. We're more in kingdom and not of this world. We're going to, our language is going to change. The way we see things is going to change. The way we think is going to change because we're not going to be caught up in so many things that are on this earth because we are just passing by. And when we get into that place of worship, and I'm not there where I want to be yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not where I want to be, but I know I'm getting myself. I'm speaking it out because the air have an ear. I'm getting myself to the point where when I go in, I descend and ascend into the supernatural. You hear me? Come up and come down. And when we get that way, when we lay aside every weight and sin, it's going to be easier to go up into the heavenly and come back down as it is in heaven and as it on earth, as it is in heaven and on earth. That's so it shall be for us in the kingdom of God. And we just don't operate in the world system. And the more we let go of the world and get more of God, all what you're saying is going to pertain to life and godliness. I'm not trying to preach, but I'm excited about it. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because we still got to watch what we say, even in that emotional time, because God is still looking for us to do what we vowed to do. God bless you.
And Evangelist Marshall, as she was speaking, the Lord just dropped it in my spirit to go back to that foundation question of the day that came on this morning. What is the plan of salvation? What is the steps of salvation? And I want to tell the listeners, Tanya says, and this morning as I was giving the simplistic, I made a statement about confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, and thou shalt be saved. When you confess with your mouth, you believe it in your heart, you make it a vow. Say it again. When you confessing with your mouth, am I telling you to repeat after me? Or are you repeating it on your own? Are you saying things on your own? Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, you're the head of my life. I give honor to God who is the head of my life. You're opening up your mouth to confess something. When you confessing something, remember that God is listening. If any of you ever attended my Sunday school class online, that I teach on Sunday mornings on my Facebook page, I made a statement that he said he's going to open up the book because that's what the Word of God says in Revelation. And one of them books is going to be the book of Carlina. And when he opens open up that book of Carlina, he going to look in that book and he going to say, well, Carlina, on thus such and such date, it's February 18th, 1975, you did this. And I don't recall, I don't see nowhere in your book that you ever repented of that day. You say you repented, but you still was doing the same thing. You never stopped doing it. And then, Carlina, I'm using my sanctified imagination, so I pray that nobody gets offended. But, Carlina, in 1982, on July the 4th, you was over there and you was doing this, this, and this. And now you're standing right before you close your eyes. You still was doing that. But you kept saying that you were sorry. You kept saying, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. But you kept doing it. You never came to me and you said, Lord, help me to stop doing this so that I can live right. This is, I'm talking about Carlina. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about Carlina. So don't say she's chopping me up. I'm talking about Carlina. And then you call yourself trying to preach and teach to somebody. And you was over there calling and gossiping. You was coming over there and backstabbing and trying to be a busybody. See, that's why I don't like the word busy. Being a busybody. You know what? You didn't reflect my, you did not reflect keeping my vows. You didn't reflect on doing, being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. You didn't reflect being Christ-like. Apart from me, you worker of iniquity, I know you not. I don't care how much speaking in tongues you did. I don't care how much you said you had the Holy Ghost. You showed you must have been the Holy Ghost because you didn't never do it. You never let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you. I'm talking about Carlina, y'all. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. I believe this is what the Lord going to tell me if I'm not lining up to Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22 and 21. The last word that says amen. But see, he put a seal on it. He put a seal on it when he said, in the word, in the beginning, he said, let there be. He started speaking in Genesis. But when he got to Revelation, his last word that was uttered was, amen, so shall it be. That's what amen means, so shall it be. So I got to make sure that my word that proceeded out of my mouth in the scriptures that we have read this morning, Matthew 5, 33 through 37, Ecclesiastes verses 2 through 5, Ecclesiastes 5 verses 2 through 5. We have to make doing line up to the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. Like you said, Evangelist Marshall, he's going to hold us accountable. Yeah, we get caught up in the moment. Yeah, it might be feeling good to us at the time when the Spirit is flowing. But we best to make sure that we are not making mockery of God. We don't want to be standing in the way of the counsel of the ungodly. We don't want to be standing in that way. We want to make sure that we are doing, being true ambassadors of Christ. See, the priests back in the Old Testament, when they was in sin and they was in the holies of holies and they didn't come, they wasn't in there clean, they failed there. What if God allowed that to happen today? They'd be showing up a whole lot of dead saved preachers, teachers, and saints. But every time we came into his presence and we had sin in our life, suppose he just allowed us to fall dead. I ain't trying to scare nobody. Our life is a vapor, as we have read this morning. As Bishop said yesterday, one breath in, God breathing to us and to our nostrils. And we became a living soul. And one breath out, that last breath that we exhale could be our very last. We won't have time to say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Be the last time that we have consciousness of this present world. I'm always thinking about heaven, some way, shape, form, or fashion. Lord, am I lining up? Lord, judgment starts at the household of God. It's better for us to get judged now than we can get it right than to stand before his throne and we can't, because there is no room to take back vows, to try to pay the vows, none of that. We got to do it now, Faith. Now, as Mother Jackson said, now every man, woman, boy, and girl, remember, the word fits all. This, you know, they said one size fit all. Let's see, that's a lie. But one size don't fit all in the real world. But for this Bible, one size do fit all, because this word does fit everybody. Regardless of what nation, kindred, or tongue we are, this word fits us all. That's all I got. If any other questions or comments, go. Oh, hallelujah. I would say the whole bunch. Y'all need to pray for me. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Anybody with questions, comments? Administrator? I know it's kind of quiet. No, that's the way it is. Someone has questions or comments? All right. Well, we thank you, praise God, hallelujah, for coming this morning. We thank God, praise God, for this last Friday morning. Lost Talk Radio time. Again, I thank you, praise God, for our visionary, Prophet Dr. LeBron Matthews. I thank God, hallelujah, for you coming in, callers, far and near, listening to the word of God this morning. And remember, our life is just a vapor. Remember, God is going to hold us accountable for everything that we say and do. Let us not make vows. But let us just try to live what the word of God has already set out, planned for us. If we do that, we have enough to keep us productive in this life. Man, hallelujah. Well, I thank God for you, Paul. All right. For you to give us a song. If you have any announcements, you can do that as well. God bless everyone. And don't forget to come in the morning. Our very own Apostle Maurice Simmons will be coming. I know he always has heard. Hot off the press for us. Thanks. Administrator.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
send
your angels
raining
down, here on the battleground,
for your glory,
for your glory.
over the enemy. In your name, you're